Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
What is the traditional ritual meal on Petrovden, St. Peter's Day? What does eating a chicken leg mean? And when is the first cock crow? In this edition of Folk Studio, Associate Professor Dr. Vihra Baeva, expert at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences Institute of Ethnology and Folklore Studies with Ethnographic Museum, answers these and many other questions connected with the meaning of hens, roosters and chickens in Bulgarian folklore tradition.
Седнагда вечера младо пиле печено. Седнагда вечера магадено моме мори сам не се јаде. Седнагда вечера магадено моме мори сам не се јаде. Дегиди мате мори алата на мој, срце ми вели мате јас сум твој. Дегиди мате мори алата на мој, срце ми вели мате јас сум твој. Седнагда пија руино вино црвено, седнагда пија магдено моме мори сам не се пије. Седнагда пија магдено моме мори сам не се пије. Дегиди мате мори алта на мој, срце ми вели мате јас сум твој. Дегиди мате мори алта на мој, срце ми вели мате јас сум твој. Легнат да спија, магдено моме мори сам не се спије. Легнат да спија, магдено моме мори сам не се спије. Дегиди мате мори алта на мој, срце ми вели мате јас сум твој. Дегиди мате мори алта на мој, срце ми вели мате јас сум твој.
Hens play a key role in the life of Bulgarian villagers, on their farms, but also in their beliefs and superstitions, says prominent Bulgarian ethnographer Dimitar Marinov, and goes on. If you have hens, then you can make good if people come visiting. You can go out, catch a hen and kill it, then cook it, and there's your feast. By tradition, someone who has fallen sick is also given hen as ponuda, or offering, roast or boiled and glazed over with butter. Hens are popularly thought to be stupid and noisy, hence the belief that if you eat hen's brains, your memory will fade. Describing someone who cannot keep a secret, it is said that he has eaten chicken leg. There is also a proverb that goes, when the hen lays an egg, it squawks all over the neighbourhood, describing someone who is fond of bragging.
Жатите,
even though in the Christian world the hen is considered to be unclean and is not consecrated in church, in popular belief it is held in high esteem. It is said that any human dwelling, be it a house, a hut or a pen, must have a hen and a cock. One of the most damning oaths is, "May a cock never crow in your home," meaning the home is deserted and barren. In rituals for health, disease and evil spells are sent to the forests distant and cold, where the cock never crows, the dog never barks, and the plough never goes, that is, to the hereafter, where no human would venture. Hens are also thought to be connected with the celestial sphere. The popular name of the Pleiades constellation is Brooder with Chicks. In riddles, the moon and the stars are compared to a golden hen with golden chicks. Ancient mythological meanings are read into the hen's bond with time, as in the riddle, a brooder with 12 chickens, the months in the year, or a black brooder gathers her chicks, a white brooder ushers them away, the night, the day and the stars. According to the lyrics of an ancient children's song, time is a hen, the stars are the eggs she has laid.
Petli te peat den mi den uva puštine bela mitra da si oda puštine jagne mitra da si oda.
Oh,
the rooster is a symbol of the sun as he heralds its coming. The hours after midnight go by the name of cock hours and are measured by the cock's crowing. First cock crow is around 1, second cock crow around 3, and third cock crow around 5. The cock's resounding voice also has the ability to cast out demons. Vampires, ogres, and ghouls lose their powers and flee when they hear him crow. That is why it is safe to leave the house and start on a journey at first cockcrow. In some parts of the country, the lasses would wear a cock's tail as an ornament to ward off evil eyes and spells. The cock also embodies the idea of fertility and virility. That is why it is part of wedding rituals as a symbol of the bridegroom.
Że na Boże kara na oranie idę, ajde mu żona oranie. Porywała żeno i luta lisi, i te lise wesorało. Ripi żena i urawo najde, ajde mu żona oranie. I luda lisi, i te lise bez volove. Ripi žena, volove si najde, ajde mu žona oranje. More baba ženo, ti luda lisi, i te lise bez jarema. Ripi žena, i jaremu najde, ajde. Lisi i te lise bez ostena, ripi žena i usteci najde, pa poj doše na oranje.
In traditional speech, chicken is used to denote any kind of bird, as in falcon chicken, but more specifically the hen's offspring. It is also used to address a loved one. The mother would call her child chick or chicken. The young man or the husband would use the same form of address when talking to his beloved. Describing the love between Ivo and Ralica in his famous poem, Pentru Slovakov writes, he called her his chick. There are also a number of phrases like he carries a chicken heart when talking about someone who is timid or easily frightened, or chicken muscles, weak and defenseless, or milk from a chicken, meaning a bountiful table laden with everything one can imagine. Stories are told about wizards who had a wondrous mamniče chicken. They would brood the egg themselves. They took the first egg laid on Maundy Thursday and keep it in their armpit until it was hatched. The wondrous chicken would fly off at once, only to bring back to its master all kinds of treasures, money, gold, jewellery. With its wonderful singing, it would enchant one and all, and they would fall down in a swoon. That is why, at night, people would cover their ears so as not to hear, or fire guns to muffle the sound. Another famous phrase is the St. Peter's Day chicken, ritually slaughtered as an offering to St. Peter on his patron Saint's Day, June the 29th. Roasted whole or made into soup, it marked the end of the 14-day fast, and part of the meat was given out to relatives and friends for health. Hence the saying, like a pig at Christmas, like a lamb on St. George's Day, like a chicken on St. Peter's Day. In Folk Studio today, we told you what chickens, hens and roosters signify in Bulgarian folklore.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.